Come on now. Come on now. Gotta get it going. Here we go. You better get out of bed. About freedom. That's some good stuff this morning on the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition, and I am your host, John Fowler, and so good having you with us this morning. And we've got roars all over the building here. I got to find out where that's coming from. But anyway, it's so good having you with us. And it is Tuesday. Man, that's hard to believe. Let me see if I can get this thing to quit talking. It says it's, let's see, I got it on mute now. Maybe that'll fix it. I hope. Huh. Let me turn it. Can you hear that? It's like, why is that? Not supposed to be hearing that, but we are. So it's just kind of echoing this morning. Let me fix this one, too. Well, talk about you. Not supposed to be hearing that. I don't know what that is. Well, I'm the technical guy, so I should be able to do it. I don't know what it was, but think about you. So good having you with us this morning. It's Tuesday. It's September the 15th. It is hard to believe that we are just kind of clipping through the month. And so we're glad to have you with us today, and hope that you are enjoying the program. We've got a lot of great things to talk about today, and it's Victory Day. Victory is mine is the topic of the show today. So I want to encourage you to just tell your friends about it, and share the broadcast with people so that they can hear it too and learn. That's the main thing, is to learn. Well, when I think about you, can't get past that song. I was out doing some work yesterday, and that song came on, and I was like dancing in the yard. It was so good. Well, let me tell you something. We had a prayer last night at 8 o'clock, like we normally do, and we just had an awesome time. And one of the things that somebody had mentioned was being more than a conqueror. And I thought, you know, the people of the program needs to know that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus, and only through him are we more than conquerors. Hey, Kathy, good morning. It's okay now. Yeah, Nellie and Dad are watching out in Braxton County. Good to have everybody tuning in today. And you can also catch this. If you can't catch it live, you can also get it on Spotify, Google Play, and also Apple Podcast as well. So, and it's also right now broadcasting live on Facebook as well as YouTube. So it's fixed now, so everything's good. Good morning. Glad you're doing all right. And I hope you had a great Monday. God's faithful. Wow, I tell you what, lots of great things are going on in the world. And you can dwell on the bad if you want to, but not on this show. We want to talk about the good, and we want to talk about what God's doing and how he's blessing and how faithful he is. Now, we'll tell you this morning, if you are needing prayer, then I encourage you to call 304-364-4164, 304-364-4164. And you can call in at any time during the program today, the Pulse WV Live in the morning, and we can pray for you because God is faithful. Amen. Well, let's get started. Jesus, we love you today, and we praise you today. We thank you for victory. We thank you, God, for sound equipment that works, and we thank you, God, for a studio to do it in. We thank you, Lord, for the Connect Center in Taze Valley, Father, and we just pray that you have your way today in the study. We give you thanks and praise and honor because it is in the name of Jesus that we ask these things. And we all said amen. Well, let's get into this. The title of the message today, title of the conversation is Victory is Mine. Victory is Mine. And when you think about victory, I don't think as you're waking up this morning, and you kind of have to think through this, how many of you woke up, man, and you said, oh, I hope that I am a failure today. I mean, tell me if you woke up that way. I woke up and, man, I hope I fail all day today. Well, you know, if that's you, you need to call in at 304-364-4164 and let me pray for you, because nobody in their right mind should wake up and say, I hope I fail today. Because you don't want to fail. You want to be successful for the kingdom of God today. You want to keep sin out of your life. And you want to be obedient to the Lord. And that's what he's called us to do. He's called us to be obedient. And if we are obedient to him, then he can do great things with us. And he's constantly working on us to help us to be what he wants us to be. But so let's go over, if we could, and the title of this is Victory is Mine. And more than a conqueror would be in Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans 8 and 37. Well, I think about you. And he's talking about who should separate us from the love of God. Verse 35 of Christ, shall tribulation, shall distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, which means being poor, or peril, or sword. Verse 36 says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for going to the slaughter. But he says, verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. He says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, when you go to this, understand something, that he's saying to us that we can walk in victory today. No matter what takes place, shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution, shall famine, shall being poor, shall peril or sword, we can walk in victory. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. So look at your office worker or somebody that's in the house with you today and say, you're more than a conqueror. Your attitude doesn't act like you're more than a conqueror, but I'm speaking over to you today because death and life is in the power of the tongue, and we read that yesterday, that I'm speaking to you and I'm telling you, you are more than a conqueror. Why? Because the Word of God says so. So here's the thing. Here's what I ask you just about every day. Do you believe this thing, or do you read this thing, and then do you believe it? Do you believe what the Lord says? He says that you're more than a conqueror. So I want you to be encouraged today. God's faithful. And so when you think about, when you think, wow, there's a lot of people joining this morning. Hey, Marty, good morning. Hope you're doing well. I see Kathy's watching. T-R-I-C-I-A. Is it Teresa? How do you say your name? I don't know how to say your name. But thanks for watching today. I'm trying T-R-I-C-I. I can't say it. You have to help me. You have to help me on your name. Can you sound it out to me? Because I'd just like to recognize you as watching this morning. It's good to have you this morning on the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. And they're talking to each other. That's so good. Yeah, I see how you say. I see Trisha. Trisha. Ah, thank you. Thank you. I got it now. Well, good morning to you. It's so good having you with us today. And sorry about that, but I just sometimes I trip over names, you know, not all the times, but I do. If you need prayer this morning, 304-364-4164, 304-364-4164, you can call in and we would be glad to pray for you. Hallelujah. I got it right. Hey, I love it when I get something right. That's so good. So we're talking about being more than a conqueror in Romans 8:37. Nobody woke up this morning and said, man, I hope I'm a failure. I'm going flying after a while. I'm taking the day off. I haven't had a day off for a while, so I'm going to, we've got some things to do to the airplane today, and so I'm going flying, and I'm going to just kind of do some R&R and enjoy the air because it's supposed to be really pretty today. So I'm going to head to there. So, I mean, my goal, and this is what I tell people that, you know, they say, oh, I'll never fly with you. And I'm thinking, why? Do you think my goal in the morning, do you think my goal when I get in the airplane is to crash? Really? Yes. It's like you wake up in the morning and say, man, I hope I fail today. Man, I hope when I get in this airplane, I crash it. I mean, you're out of your mind. Why would you think that? But that's the way people do, and that's the way their mindset is, even as being a Christian. Oh, I'll never be perfect. Oh, I'll never be able to overcome that. I'll never be able to kick that addiction. I'll never find anybody that'll love me like the last person. Or you went through a breakup, and oh, you know, it's like they're the love of my life, and I'll never. They've moved on, but you haven't moved on. And see, that seems to be afraid of heights. Well. There's a scripture for that, Kathy. There's a scripture for that, we are to be careful for nothing. It says that fear is not of God, and I read that to you a lot. I read that to you a lot, but I understand what you're talking about. Really, if you want to look at it, is flying even of God? Because he says, "Lo, I'm with you always." That's bad. That's bad. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing all right. So let me get you to this place in Philippians chapter 13. Philippians chapter 13. You know, it's like you have plans when you start this show, but then it just can, you know, go down the road real fast the other way. So you just kind of have to bring it in. Don't forget John Sandy. Jay Mace, Pastor Jay Mace from our Winfield campus will be with us in the morning. Bright and early at 8 o'clock, so we hope that you can come and be a part of it. Good morning, Kelly. Hope you're doing well. I'm still waiting to go. I know. Well, I've got to go take a test, and places are now finally starting to open up a little bit, so we should be able to go in October. That's the goal. We should be able to go in October. So, and the weather's really pretty around October, and it's good flying weather. September, October, November is really good flying weather. So hopefully, I'll be able to get a bunch of people riding. So what happens is, you know, we talk about, you know, being more than a conqueror, and that's more than a conqueror in our finances, more than a conqueror in our personal lives, in our prayer life, in our Bible study time, in being a Christian. Being more than a conqueror in every task that we do. And so Like I said before, I hope you didn't wake up this morning thinking, man, I hope I'm a failure today, because you don't want to fail. It takes you away from God, from where you need to be with Him. So I want to encourage you to take these studies that we do, because it will lead you to a victorious life, because what we're talking about is a lot of victory, and we want you to walk in victory. And so let me give you another scripture that goes along with this. And like I mentioned to you just a second ago about a breakup, and, you know, it's like people, they can't seem to move on, you know, in life. And you know, whether it's a breakup or you got hurt in church or you've had a failed marriage, which you hate that. I mean, everybody, we hate when those things happen. And it's horrible. It's like the other person has moved on, but you can't seem to. And so what you have to do is you have to press, and God will help you to press through those things. Now, let me give you a scripture. You may have lost a loved one. And, you know, I've had people that have actually told me that they quit going to church. They gave up on Jesus because of a death in their family, like a mom or a dad. And they've quit Jesus. They've quit God. And it's like, no matter what goes on in our life, and I know those things are tough when people, and everyone has lost somebody special within their lives, but we have to press through things. You know, you have to press through that depression. You have to press through that addiction. You have to press through, because Jesus is there to help you, because He says that you're more than a conqueror. Now, here's the thing. You either believe it or don't believe it, and that's Romans chapter 8, 37. So let me give you this scripture over in Philippians. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. It says this, and this is how we need to press. He says in verse 13, he says, "Brethren," he said, "I count it not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing that I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth those things which are before." Now, what he is saying there is you need to develop spiritual amnesia. That's what you need right there, and that's what he's saying. We need to develop spiritual amnesia, because he says, forgetting those things which are behind. So that means if you forget, how many times do you forget things? Yeah, you know, we forget things sometimes. And so when we forget things, what we have to do is we have to press, and we have to say, "God, I forgot that, but you help me not to forget that again." How many times you ever lock your keys in your car? I've never done that. There's two things I've never done. I've never run out of gas, and I've never locked my keys in my car. Thank God, because that's just a horrible thing, running out of gas. Lindsay, our daughter, the other day we were out running around, and her fuel light came on, and it was dinging. And then we stopped, and we went through a drive-thru, and we had lunch where you actually eat in the car, and it was really cool. And her car's running the whole time, but the fuel light's on. It's on a hill, and I'm thinking, we are going to run out of gas. And I kept telling Lindsay, I said, "Lindsay, you've got to get gas. We do not want to run out of gas. We'll be fine, Dad. We'll be fine. We'll be fine." And we were, but, you know, you kind of think about those things. It's like, you don't want to run out of gas. You want to be more than a conqueror. But anyway, what we have to do in our lives is we have to understand something, is that we have to forget those things which are behind. So what have we gone through that we can't seem to move past it because we talk about it all the time? Again, we talk about our mountains more than we talk about the mountain mover. If we would talk about the mountain mover more often than we talk about the mountains, then there wouldn't be any mountains, because we'd already get them taken care of. But that's just society, and that's just the way people are. But that's not the way we should be as Christians. We should be talking about the mountain mover, talking about what Jesus is doing, how He's going to help us. Yes, we go through trials, we go through struggles, we're going to go through heartaches, we're going to go through those things. But Jesus is still on the throne, and He's not shaken by anything. So why are we shaken by things? We need to be steadfast, unmovable. I read it to you yesterday in Corinthians. Steadfast, unmovable. In Ephesians, talking about the whole armor of God, when we've done all to do, all we can do is stand. But then what Paul is saying here is to forget those things which are behind. Now, I believe that, and I want to take this a step further, because I think that there are some things you want to always have forward progress in things. There's nothing that bugs me even more is to have a task that is on stall, and I hate that. Oh, it's like, we got to move. We got to do this, you know, and we got to press through. So, you know, it's like we just have to be, sometimes we have to be patient. But what I want to encourage you to do is take those things out of your past and learn from those things. Winston Churchill said that we must learn from our past so that we don't repeat it. And many times we continue to repeat the things of our past. I was telling somebody during the revival tent meeting on Saturday, I said, we need a new past. I said, we need a new past. And the new past starts right then. Okay, there's the new past. There's the new past. There's the new past. Every second begins your new past. And see, the thing about it is you keep talking about the things that happened in your past, but you're not talking about your future because you're stuck. You're driving your car through, or you're driving your life through your rearview mirror of your car, and you can't do that. You have to press. And let me tell you something. Ministry will cause you to want to look back and not look ahead. And, you know, being married and you think of the things that go on in your relationship over the years and why relationships don't make it. It, you know, when you stand at the aisle, I mean, you stand up in front of the pastor and you say, till death do us part, it means till death do us part. But there are challenges and people go through things and they end up in divorce. Hey, Kathy, good morning. Hope you're doing all right. That's good. Good to have you. Saw those pictures on Facebook of the you all riding the horses and sound like you all had a great time. And it's always good that you all can go out and enjoy. Hey, Bridgetta, good morning. Glad to have you tuned in this morning. So what I'm talking about is victory is mine. I was talking about, for those that are just joining the Pulse WV Live in the morning, that we are more than conquerors, which is Romans 8:37. And then I'm over in Philippians now, chapter 3, and verse 13. Talks about that we are forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth those things which are before. So that means that you have to have a vision to be walking in victory. Vision and victory work together. I'm writing that down. Sometimes I get things from God and they're not from me. They're from Him. Victory and vision. So what is your vision? What's God calling you to do? He's definitely not calling you to sit on the bench of do nothing and doing nothing, because you can't be a conqueror if you're doing nothing. And what He is saying to us, and I wrote this down this morning, that as we reach forth for those things, because that's what He's saying, reaching forth unto those things which are before. So if we're reaching, that means there is action. That means that is a verb. And verb means action. It's one of the action words. And so we have to make sure that we're pressing forward towards the mark. And that's the next page. I press, in verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. All right, so he says in verse 13, he's reaching. And then verse 14, he's pressing. So you have to understand something, that when you're reaching and when you're pressing, there is going to be opposition to get to the goal, to get to where you need to go. Now, I want to explain to you something today that you are not... If you were in the Olympics, if your Christian life is the Olympics, you are not a silver and you are not a bronze. You are a gold. You are a gold. Because victory and vision work together. Without a vision, my people perish. You want to perish? Is that your goal in life, to perish? Get to work for the kingdom of God, because days are short. It's time to get busy with the kingdom of God. So understand something. You're not a silver and you're not a bronze because you are more, the Bible's just, I've just read it to you in Romans 8:37. Do you believe it? Do you read it? And then do you believe it? You are more than a conqueror. But you have to reach and you have to press. Huh. Then he says in verse 15, and I did some research on this. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. If any thing ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we are already attained, let us walk by the same rules, let us mind the same thing. So what he's saying to us is that we're walking in one accord. We're walking in unity. We're walking in the newness of God that I preached to you about yesterday. Walking in the newness of God every day. His mercy is renewed. Let me give that to you because I was thinking about that. I actually read it or I actually mentioned that to you yesterday, but I actually didn't give you a scripture on it. Lamentations. Chapter 3 and verse 22 and 23. See, occasionally we're going to scuff our knee. Occasionally we're going to need help with the grace of God. We're going to need him. Hey, Kristen, good morning. Missed you yesterday on the show. I hope you go back and listen to it. It's always good having you on the program today and yesterday and all that. So, well, even though you weren't on yesterday, it was good. It's good to see you today. And I want to read this scripture for you because I think it'll help you. It is of our Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Wow. Isn't that so good? That it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Basically, what he's saying there is because of his mercy that he's not taking us out. He's not sending in a bomb strike on us for how we act with our attitudes and all the kind of things that we see. We can get control of our attitude. We don't have to have a bad attitude. We don't have to wake up grumpy. We don't have to wake up. Our emotions don't have to be up and down. We can be the same consistent every day because Jesus never changes. And if Jesus lives inside of us, then, but occasionally we get out of whack. If we draw ourselves away to our own lust and are enticed, I read that to you yesterday. Go back here and listen to that sermon yesterday, that message. So it is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. 23 says, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So when you wake up in the morning, you say, good morning, Jesus. I thank you that your mercies are new every morning. That means to tell you that he has got you. He's got grace for you. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to walk in all the newness of him. He wants you to be blessed beyond measure. That's what he wants for you. He wants you to live the life more abundantly. And if you're not living the life more abundantly, then let me ask you, what are you doing wrong? Well, I'm just doing the same thing. Well, let me give you the definition of insanity. Insanity means to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. You've got to change. The only way that you're going to get somewhere with Jesus is you've got to get with it. You got to change. You got to be what God wants you to be. And let me ask you this. Are you being what God wants you to be now? No. Well, then change. Well, this person or that person or he did this or she did that and this kind of thing. What did I just read to you? You need spiritual amnesia. You need to get spiritual amnesia. Here's what he says. Brother, and I couldn't tell you how many times people talk about, if I was hurt and I was this and I was that. You know, it's amazing to me that people will get hurt at work, but they still show up for work. But when they get hurt at church, they quit going. Doesn't make sense to me. Brethren, I count not myself but to be apprehended. To this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. That means you can see it. You can't reach for something that you can't see. You can't reach. I can't land on a runway if I don't see a runway. I can't take off on a runway if I don't see a runway. You've got to see it. And so you have to have a vision. Vision and victory work together. Ooh, that'd preach right there. You're the gold. You're not the silver and not the bronze. That almost deserves a hack. I could probably hack with that one. Well, I want you to know that you're not the silver and you're not the bronze, but you're the gold. Because victory and vision work together. I'm so glad I don't preach that way. That's so funny. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of things before. We have to press towards the mark. Press towards the mark for the prize. People mix that up. They say, oh, I'm pressing towards the mark of the high calling of God. You missed it. That's not what it says. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. In Christ Jesus. Like Jensen Franklin says, I'm about to preach myself happy. Oh, that's good. Well, you've got to press. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's so good. So we press towards the mark for the prize. Well, you don't know, preacher. Every time I get up, I get knocked down. Well, stop getting knocked down. Stop getting knocked down. Because in Ephesians, he tells us to stand. When we've done all that we can do, all we can do is stand. You're not winning when you're knocked down. You're winning when you're standing up. See, I wouldn't give you anything that wouldn't be Bible. And this is Bible. So we want to walk in the same vision. We want to walk in the newness of Christ. Lamentations chapter 3:22-23. I actually went to bed with that scripture thinking about that. You know, to not only know that His mercy is renewed every morning. It's like when the birds chirp in the morning and you hear that and you think, wow. You know, it's like Jesus loves me and He cares about me and He loves me with all my faults and all my imperfections. Well, let me tell you something. That's what the sanctification process is He is changing us. He is making us into something that He can trust. That's so good. Do you know, I got to tell you something. I've been doing this show for over a month now, Monday through Friday. The Pulse WV Live in the morning. And I have not one time, I want you all to be proud of this. I have not wore the same shirt twice. It's a truth. Now, I have the same hairstyle, but I've not wore the same shirt twice. I continue to find clothes in my closet that I didn't know I had. I probably should clear that out, give some of those clothes away. We got so many clothes. I mean, you wear the same stuff. I know I do sometimes. But you all, knowing that I'm coming down here to the Connect Center in Taze Valley, West Virginia, to meet with you, causes me to get out of bed and shave in the morning. Just want you to know that. I just want you to know. So we understand that our mercies are renewed every day. And that's Lamentations chapter 3:22-23. I'm trying to encourage you today. And we know that forgetting those things which are behind. So whatever happened in yesterday, learn from it and then get some spiritual amnesia. Get some amnesia and forget about it. I've had people ask me, they say, you remember when this person did this? Or you remember when that? But no, I don't remember that. I forget those things. And until you see them, then when you see them, it kind of kind of brings it up, but you know, you have to fight the flesh sometimes in those areas, but you have to put the flesh into submission, because you can put the flesh under submission. You can obey God. You can eat right spiritually, and you can eat right physically. It's willpower. When I think about you, I want y'all to stick around, the ones that missed the intro. Man, I tell you, I played a good song, and we were dancing and jamming. You can get your jam on this morning. See, what we have to do is we have to get to our place. You say, well, I'm trying to do what Philippians is saying. I'm trying to press towards the mark for the prize. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So what's the high calling? What are you called to do? You press towards that. I pastor a church in Gassaway. You know, we do a podcast in the morning, and we do this, and I'm always pressing. I'm always trying to make something better. I'm always trying to do it better. You know, the church service on Sunday, how can we do it better? What can we do to please God even more? What can we do to reach souls? And that's what I think about. What can we do to reach souls for the kingdom of God? So we have to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. See, we don't want to go to heaven empty-handed. We want to be able to take people with us, but then we also want to have our rewards so that we could lay them at the feet of Jesus when we get there. We don't get to walk around with our rewards. We put them at the feet of Jesus. God's so faithful. And that's over in Philippians. Now, when you think about walking in victory, victory and vision work together. Victory is mine is the title of this morning. You're the gold, you're not the silver, you're not the bronze. You're more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. And you have mercy that's renewed every day. And then I've read to you this about every day, because I'm trying to get it in your spirit. You know, if you keep hearing it long enough, you'll start believing it. If you'll read it outside of this study that we do every morning. When I think about you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 57, it says this. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, everything is through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, it has to be through our Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. That means that we can overcome sin. That means we can overcome addiction. That means we can overcome depression. That means we can overcome these things. Let me tell you something. Jesus did not make you sick. The devil is in charge of that. And you have to take authority over him and don't allow him to ruin your life. Well, I'm just so sick. I painted a deck at our house yesterday. It took me 6 hours to paint it. And man, when I got up this morning, I was sore. You know, I'm just going to lay here because I don't feel good today. No, you know what I did? I proclaimed healing. I woke up this morning and I said, body, line up to the will of God. I command you to walk in the will of God. I command you not to hurt. And I command you to function as you should. And that's what I did. And I got here and I am fine. Why? Because my confession is so important. And your confession is so important. And so you're going to make me preach, because I'm telling you it's the truth. What you confess, you possess. It's a truth. Let me give it to you. Proverbs chapter 18. See, this Bible study is not necessarily for you. It's for me, because I learned. But I'm glad you're a part of it. But, I mean, this thing's for me. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. it's going to bear fruit. Your tongue is going to bear fruit. I promise you, it will bear fruit. And then it will. Then you will reap what you sow. So you start sowing. You start sowing negativity through your tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Then I guarantee you that you're going to reap negativity. It's coming. There's going to be a season of negativity in you if you do not change the way you talk. Preach, Brother John. It's the truth. God's given us a victory. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren and sistern, I'll put sistern in there too. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Everything seems to be in the Lord today. Unmovable. That means that you will not be shaken off of what God has called you to do. That no devil, no demon is going to keep you from where you need to be with Jesus. Let me tell you something. I've been lied on and cheated, talked about, mistreated. But let me tell you something. In Gassaway, West Virginia, there's a lot of people up there that don't like me. But guess what? I'm going to be there today, and I will be doing what I'm supposed to do. There's people down here that may not like me. You can't base your life on who likes you and who doesn't like you. One thing I don't like is I don't like people lying on me when it's not true. And I always, these gutless wonders, like Pastor Wright says, that will throw something on Facebook and not put a name with it. I remember one time somebody commented on Facebook about me, and I called them. I called them on the phone. And I said, such and such. I said, put my name with that. I said, I know that's about me. Well, I can't do that. I said, put my name behind it. And I said, because I said it, but not only that, I need the advertising. We're trying to grow a church up here. That's what I told the person. Well, I can't put your name behind that. Then take it off. If you can't talk to somebody face to face and you got to be a coward and hide it behind Facebook, who you think you are? I know who I am in Christ, but who do you think you are? I don't know who that's for. You know, I've seen relatives of mine. They'll get mad at a neighbor. I've seen this. They get mad at a neighbor, and they put it on Facebook. Well, somebody in our neighborhood, who's that somebody? Call the person. Either that or pray about it and get rid of it. Yeah, you know how it is. But you can't base your life on whether people like you or not. You can't base your life on your ministry on whether people whether you're popular or not, or you have like Trump. You know, it's like Donald Trump, our president. You remember him, the guy that wears his hair. You know, you may not agree with everything that he says, but he is our president, and. I pray for him. I pray for him on a regular basis. I know we do. We pray for him on our call at 8 o'clock every evening. You know, we're praying for Mike Pence, our vice president. We're praying for these people because we want to see God do great things in them. But let me tell you something. If Donald Trump wrung his hands on what people thought of him, see, a leader leads, and they follow the direction that they feel like that they should go in, no matter what people may say. And you have to be a leader. We're pressing towards the mark of the high calling of God. You cannot base your Christian life on what people think about you. You have to think about what Jesus thinks about you, and he loves you. You're the apple of his eye, faults and all. He loves you, cares about you. For those that are joining today, none of this have I added. It was all in my notes from last night. I did make a few little things, like victory and vision work together. I wrote this down after the prayer call last night, that you're not the silver or the bronze, but you're the gold. You are. You're the apple of his eye. He cares about you. So we've got to be steadfast. We've got to be unmovable. We cannot allow people to dictate who we are. We cannot walk in bondage of man. You know, you think about Jesus. You know, Jesus is, he's on a donkey coming in on Psalm Sunday. Always like saying that, Psalm. On Palm Sunday, and they're waving olive branches and Hosanna, Hosanna. And then the next week, they're saying, crucify him. You know, you're not going to be popular in this world, but one thing you have to understand is, what does Jesus think about you? And he tells you that you're more than a conqueror. His mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. He's giving you the victory through Christ Jesus. He wants you to have, Paul is saying, he wants you to have spiritual amnesia by forgetting those things, or learn from those things that you did back there, and then forget about them and press towards the mark of the high calling of God. For the prize, because there's a prize. I never forget it. Did you ever buy the cereal that you didn't like, but you wanted the prize that was in the box? They quit doing that. They don't do it anymore, I don't think. They quit putting the prize in the box. Good morning, Connie. Glad to have you on here this morning. Man, I tell you what, the first thing you do is you don't wait until you eat the whole box of cereal. You stick that old nasty, dirty hand down in the bottom of that box, and you grabbing and digging down in there and trying to find it, and then you reach in there, and then you pull it out, and half the cereal comes out with it because the prize is huge, and it come on, you know you've done it. But you wanted the prize. Let me ask you something. Do you want the prize? I want the prize. I want the everlasting life. I want heaven. And I want to take people with me to heaven. I want to take people to heaven with me. So these are the things that we have to do. Oh, there's so much to talk about. So little time. I don't even know what time it is. I don't even remember what time I started. So that's about all I've got for you today. If you want prayer, you can call in 304-364-4164. 304-364-4164. We'd love to pray for you today. If you're not a Christian today and you're listening or watching by way of podcast or on Facebook or YouTube, Jesus loves you and he cares about you. I mean, he loves you so much. And I just want to encourage you to accept him into your heart and life. And you can do that by just saying, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. And meaning this in your heart, you know, to forgive me. Say, God, forgive me of my sins. And I ask you to come into my life and live. Use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor. Help me to be what you've called me to be. And then tell somebody about it. Get baptized. Get in a Bible-believing church. And God can do great things with you. Speaking of church, the Pulse Experience, which is church, we have on Wednesday nights at 7. Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, I would encourage you to come and be a part of it. We're breaking the bread of life and preaching, and also we are singing and having worship and just having a great time. Sunday mornings, we've changed that a little bit because we have connect groups at 10 o'clock. That means we have, it's kind of like Sunday school, but although I don't like using that traditional word, it's connect groups is what we call them. So we meet at 10, and then by 11:15, we're in the worship center for church and for the Pulse Experience. So we would love for you to be a part of it. Everything that I'm doing now is on Facebook and YouTube and also on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Play, so you can catch us all those areas. So we want to encourage you to be a part of that as well. A lot of great things are going on. I want to encourage you. There is an event that is on my Facebook page that John Sandy had mentioned last week, and so I posted it, and I want to encourage you to participate in this if you can. But it's going to be on, let me go to it. Prayer tonight at 8 o'clock, don't forget. It's on Facebook. You can get the phone numbers. I don't know why more people aren't on that. It's like we need to pray. See, a tent revival I preached is on there. And let's see here. That's on there. Man, our Facebook's busy. Okay, this is called The Return. And this is going to be on Friday and Saturday, September the 25th and 26th. It's going to be the National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance, The Return. And it's going to be in Washington, D.C. There's going to be a night of celebration as well. And it's going to run from, I think, 6 to 9 on that day. So you can go to my Facebook page, and I encourage you to share it. But it's going to be in Washington, D.C. So I encourage you, it's going to be on the National Mall there. And so parts of it, and there's also going to be a live simulcast as well. So if you can't make it, then I encourage you to do that. We share this on LinkedIn, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook. All the platforms we are on. And my kids don't think I'm hip. Well, wait a minute. There's a new word. Jonathan Sandy said it the other day. Base. It's not hip anymore. It's base. So that's where we are today. So, well, God bless you all. Thank you for being a part of the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. I'm going to go out with the same song that we came in on because it's good. But I want to share it. Hold on a minute before we go. Let me make this change. See, I'm producing also. Then it's also scary. When I think about you. If this ministry is a blessing to you, then there are three ways that, and if you're ministered to because of this ministry and you'd like to give to this ministry, there's three different ways. ThePulseWV.com. You can do that on our webpage through PayPal. And then you can also text the word Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, to 1-304-244-3187. That's you can text an offering or a tithe to this ministry, and also you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail a check at P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, 26624, and the Lord shall bless you for that. So we are encouraged that you're a part of this ministry and a part of what God's doing. So, y'all ready to put your jam on? Because here we go. Love you all. I'll see you tomorrow. Pastor Jay Mace be here at 8 o'clock, and he's going to be talking about the Still Small Voice series that he's talking about. So, it's going to be tomorrow morning, Pulse WV Live, in the morning at 8 o'clock. Here we go. Yeah. Gotta get your jam on. Here we go. Come on, you gotta dance. Get your jam going. Come on. You should be blaring that through the house right now. When the storm blows in and nothing's left to hide me from the rain, I know you will. I know you will. When the cold night doesn't offer any shelter from the pain, I know you will. I know you will. I know your mercy's tender from the love that you bestow.
Uh-huh.